somebody who cares. When I found you, found my most intimate prayer. When I found you, I found what every heart dreams of. When I found you, I found love. When I found you, I found the rest of my life. When I found you, I told all others goodbye. When I found you, I saw my fears fly away like a dove. When I found you, I found love.
To acknowledge God and the listeners. You know, the story is told of a lady who had bought a parrot, you know, to keep her company. And the reason why she had bought it was because her husband had unfortunately died. She was alone. She felt lonely. She wanted someone to talk with. So she went and turned it the next day. She let the store owner know that the parrot, the bird, doesn't talk. The owner asked her, does he have a mirror in his cage? He said, because parrots love mirrors. They see their reflection. They start a conversation. So the lady bought a mirror and left, and the next day she returned. The bird still wasn't talking. How about a ladder? Parrots love ladders, the owner told her. He let her know that the happy parrot is a talkative bird. So the lady bought a ladder and left. But the next day she was back again. So the owner asked her, does your parrot have a swing? No. Well, that's the problem. You know, once he starts swinging, he'll talk up a storm. So the lady reluctantly bought a swing and left. And so when she walked into the store the next day, her countenance had changed. She said the parrot died, she said. The owner was shocked. He said, I'm so sorry. Tell me, did he ever say anything? He asked. Yes. Right before he died, the lady replied, in a weak voice, he asked me, hey, at that store we done bought the swing, the ladder, and the mirror. She said, yeah. He said, listen, don't they sell any food at that store? Challenges of Faith Radio. Purpose is about building, strengthening, and re-strengthening relationships from a spiritual and biblical perspective of the household of faith. Born out of my trials. The lessons from a global perspective today consist of 23 through 44 years of age. And as you know, on Wednesday, we discussed 99-plus individuals from a relational perspective that I have written about in my books or in Ebony Magazine and Van Jet Magazine, all from a relational building and the prevention of one becoming a victim of some form of crime or a relationship victim. Having said that, for tonight's program, according to the U.S. Justice Department, Office of Justice Programs, were you aware that a few weeks ago, you know, February was National Teen Dating Violence Awareness and Prevention Month? Were you aware? And I know you heard the words to the song because they're talking about relationships. Remember, I believe everything and everybody is some form of relationship. But tonight we're talking about it from the teenage standpoint. My son's mom and I, we got married as teenagers. Maybe those of you can identify, or maybe you're a teenager contemplating at the same time. U.S. Justice Department, in their research, in their study, their survey, you got to remember how it's done. You know, if you become a victim and you report your victimization, it turns into a official law enforcement report, hospital report, whatever the case may be. Then it's generated. It's identifying who you are, your race, your gender, your age, your zip code, your height, your eyes, your hair, all of that, and what specifically happened and from whom, by whom, to whom. Well, romantic relationships are a common part of adolescence. Not all relationships are healthy. An opportunity to raise awareness of teen dating violence and connect youth with the necessary resources. So the Justice Department is laying out. And let's take a few moments and hear what they're sharing with you. And you. And you. And though you may not live in this country, if that be the case, can you take some of these characteristics or attributes that's being displayed and maybe take a look at the persons that is in your life or you're contemplating dating? But the question is, what is teen dating violence? That's what we're talking about. Teen dating violence covers many abusive relationship behaviors, including physical and sexual violence, psychological aggression, and stalking by current or past romantic partners. And it can take place in person, online, or through other technology. Now, think about that. You don't mind, do you? Because that teenager that you're dating, irrespective of what's going on with them, they're going to continue to mature into that adult that you may later meet, or somebody. And unknown to that somebody that they meet, They're not going to know that while they were dating you or you or you of their violent tendency. You know it's true. The teen dating violence statistic, according to the U.S. Justice Department's report, teen dating violence affects millions of youth in the United States every year. In 2019, about 1 in 11 female teenagers and then 1 in 14 male teenagers reported being victims of physical dating violence. Oh, you thought it was just a lady. Oh, you thought it was just the guy. Oh, you never thought guys. Oh, hold on now. They don't have to be teenagers. There are older adults in age. They have become victims and from violence in a romantic standpoint, a dating standpoint. And a lot of times these men are too embarrassed to contact law enforcement, file a police report so an investigation can take place. But again, tonight we're talking about the teenagers. According to teen dating violence statistics from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, you know, CDC, it lays it all out. It talks about the female high school students were more likely to report physical or sexual dating violence than their male peers in 2019. Now, you know it's 2024. It talks about the gay, lesbian, and bisexual students and students not sure of their sexual orientation are at particular risk of teen dating violence. The CDC data shows that these students were more likely than their heterosexual students to report physical or sexual dating violence. The research supported by the National Institute of Justice, which is a part of the U.S. Justice Department, found important overlap between victimization and perpetration of teen dating violence. The research has reported over 84% of teen dating violence victims also reported perpetrating abuse in a relationship. And this trend emphasizes that relationships characterized by violence typically involve mutual violence. Think about that, mutual violence. And again, on Wednesdays, when I talk about relationships of the 99 individuals that you and I are going to meet when we walk out of our home of love, if there was a home of love, okay, so now you're an adult. You've had some relationships or a relationship, your heart was broken, talked about that this week, this past Wednesday. And in those topics, we're talking about individuals who are seeking to meet somebody like them. So here's a case where here's a teenager trading violence on another teenager, and they're both doing it to each other by mutual agreement. Agreement meaning this, that you're just not going to violate me from a physical violence standpoint, and I'm just going to let you do it. And this is not just one-sided. So the question is, how is the Office of Justice Program helping prevent teen dating violence? Well, the Teen Dating Violence Literature Review published by the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention presents research findings on a variety of topics associated with teen dating violence, including, again, identifying the risk factors for victimization or perpetration, the consequences experienced by victims, the effectiveness of programs designed to prevent or reduce teen dating violence, because they recognize that teen dating violence is a public health problem that doesn't end at adolescence. See what I just was saying? That man, that woman, that you are meeting, do you really know who they are? Do you really know the background from the perspective that they are a violent person? Well, do you? Or are you so in love with their outward appearance, with their hairstyle, with their education, with their zip code, with their clothing, with their automobile, helicopter, yacht, because they may be homeless like you. What is it that you want to take a moment and step back and ascertain who you're communicating with, because you're talking about opening up your heart, opening up your mind, which could eventually cause you to end up in an emergency room or 6 foot under, God forbid. But the National Institute of Justice supported research found that those who experienced relationship violence in adolescence reported more episodes of relationship violence from adolescence to young adulthood. The study also showed that relationship abuse peaked in young adulthood around age 20 for both men and women. So what happened? Are they starting to mature? What happened? Are they starting to learn more about self? What happened? I mean, did they have anybody around them, parent of parents or mentor from an upbuilding standpoint? Because you got to remember, there are individuals in relationships based upon where they came from or who they think they are that may be teaching their mentees, their children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. This is how you treat that other person of another gender, of another race. But age curve patterns for intimate partner violence perpetration by gender from ages 13 to 28. The National Institute of Justice supported research also highlights the importance of family context in the development of a teen dating violence. Before I continue with their research, remember that's what I just got through saying? About whoever's raising that person, if they have somebody raising them. And that's why I say as it relates to relationships, that a guy, that lady, that guy. Don't make an assumption you know that the reason why that person is acting the way they're acting is because what your instructor said, your teacher said, your professor said, your pastor said, or whomever that you're listening to, without you recognizing in reality and in truth that that person that's in front of you may have been self-taught from the streets, whatever the streets may be for them. But somebody taught them the wrong way in order to communicate with another human being. But for example, aspects of parenting, you know, low maternal extramarital conflict were shown to be associated with involvement in teen dating violence. And the research suggests that family-based intervention programs focused on improving parents' mental health, marital conflict, and parenting skills may be beneficial in addressing teen dating violence. Think about it. You've had a bad experience with this individual in your life, irrespective of what the gender is, that guy, that woman, that guy. And that one person, you know, I tell people, I was telling the brethren, the other day, how that I'm hard on men, as a male. So that you're meeting, that all of a sudden you use, misuse, or abuse. Now all of a sudden she's going to meet another person who's not even like that. And then now you're going to have an opportunity. And the same thing applies to you, ladies. But research the individual. You hear me say, surveil them. So you know what you're walking into. And for a believer of the household of faith, you know you got to get on your knees in the right relationship with God. Let him know what's on your heart. Let him know the type of lady, the type of guy you're looking for. He knows them. He created them. Because just anybody can't deal with you. For you them. But if I look at my community, remember now, you hear me say about our Savior started with his own community. And there's nothing wrong with you starting with your own community. You know, like starting with your own self. After you dealt with self, start with your own home, your own family, your own children. Then go to your neighborhood. Now continue along your village, your province, your city, your state, your township, your country. But according to the National Center on Violence Against Women in the Black Community, and it's dated December 28, 2022, titled Prevalence of Teen Dating Violence in the Black Community. And again, I would encourage you to look at your community, and yours. You know, it's always interesting, and I say this out of respect, because, you know, I always try to make sure that communicate with any community. But this isn't always interesting. You always hear people talking about your community, your community, your community. But you never really hear them talk about their community or their community or their community. But I want to talk about my community because it's important. And the Black community was similar to that of the larger population of adolescents in the same age range. You see, quit trying to make like this community is subservient to this community or something unused to this community, because a lot of times you forget, maybe intentionally, I don't know, only you really know where your heart happens to be and your motive, whoever you are. Now, I know there's somebody sitting out there intentionally listening, trying to subscribe to what I just said, to a particular culture, race. Remember now, one human race, when your veins are open, red blood, take it on back to the Creator. So why do you keep making the distinction? Well, if you're going to make a distinction, okay, let's do it. About 8% of Black youth reported experience of physical dating violence, and about 6% experienced sexual dating violence. African-American youth are more likely than white or Latino teens are hurt by the person they're dating. And the question you got to ask and answer without giving an excuse to the person that's perpetrating that violence on another human being that happens to be of the same skin tone, why is that? Because you can't keep giving the person a pass. Oh, not just for my community, yours, yours, and yours too. But being both Black and female compounded the risks for TDV and produced specific negative outcomes in terms of society perceptions and reporting options. In a study 12-year period, 1999 to 2011, among high school students across the United States, dating violence among Black, 12.9%, and multiracial, 12.2% youth, was significantly greater than among Hispanic, 10.5% white, 8% Asian, 8% youth. Now think about that when you threw in the multiracial factor. Oh, so you tried to exclude your race. Oh, you tried to exclude yours. And you tried to exclude yours, yours, and yours. But you forgot, how did that person become multi inside of them? Oh, so go ahead now. Just like you hear me say, look at your kind of time for you to take a look at you. But Black youth are less likely to seek support for TDV from formal sources such as school counselors due to concerns about confidentiality and the preference for seeking trusted sources of support such as friends and family. Remember? You hear me talking about relationships because you're talking about relational trust. Remember, you hear me say I look at everything like relationship, irrespective of your title. Now think about that teenager that you're running your lips all to and they're watching your shoes, see if they match. Oh, you happen to be a politician. Oh, don't trust you. Oh, you happen to be a medical professional, a sociology professor. Oh, a criminology profession, all of those professions, what they got to do with trust? But the consequences of teen dating violence, so when you hear me refer to TDV, that's what I'm speaking of, in the Black community, re-victimization is likely to occur with early experiences. 22% of adult women experience rape, physical violence, and or stalking by an intimate partner. And 15% of adult men experience some form of dating violence between the ages of 11 to 17, prior to their experiences of victimization as adults. Teen dating violence is more likely to occur in public settings, and youth are more likely to experience public humiliation, be negatively evaluated by their peers, and avoid attending school. Teens who are exposed to physical dating violence are more likely to smoke, use drugs, engage in unhealthy diets, engage in risky sexual behaviors, and consider attempt suicide compared to their peers. African-American female survivors of teen dating violence were more likely to contract sexually transmitted infections, have non-monogamous partners, and get pregnant. What are some of the signs of an unhealthy relationship with that individual that you are meeting, that you fell in love with? Listen to the words of the song. That you allow them to say this to you: hey, I love you so much that I would swim the deepest ocean just for you. I'd climb the highest mountain just for you. That's how much I love you. I'd do all these things just for you. And you know how your heart feels, lady, when that guy said that to you, men, when that lady said that to you? And then they topped it off with by saying, I'll see you on Wednesday if it doesn't rain. You know, that guy, that lady, that guy that you pray for, P-R-E-Y-E-D or P-R-A-Y-E-D, that you just had to have in your life. That you made a little idol, little G God in your life. Some of the signs of unhealthy relationships. Well, a resource from the Violence Against Women Research Consortium, which is funded by the National Institute of Justice, which is a part of the Justice Department, they explore what teenagers need to know, even when you don't want to, if they are experiencing harm, causing harm. I want to help a friend experiencing dating violence. A second resource from the consortium discusses what educators and service providers need to consider in all situations involving teen dating violence. And signs of the teen dating violence can include telling a partner, cannot hang out with or follow on social media, looking through messages on a partner's phone without permission, inconsistent school attendance, sudden requests to change a class schedule or lunch hour, constant worrying about making a partner angry, joking about a partner's violent behavior or temper. And there's some other support help you can get from the Office of Victims of Crime, the Love is Respect website. It makes vital resources accessible to teenagers experiencing dating violence, including preventing abusive relationships, promoting awareness of healthy dating relationships. And when you go to that site, it offers a 24-hour helpline for teenagers, young adults, last of all, did you know that the Center for Disease Control, in their report, it helps find the teenagers using drugs are often alone? And the reason why they're doing it is to ease stress and anxiety in their life. But think about it. If they came from a home of love, and that parent or parents have tried to tell them, share with them, because they somehow or another don't believe that their parent or parents was once a teenager. Men know men. Women know women. And women know men. And men know women. When they themselves have become a victim of some form of relationship. So you're trying to tell that teenager in your life, here's the type of people to avoid without you taking a paintbrush trying to act like it's everybody. But recognizing that every human can fall down, but they have a right to get up, fell down, a renewed person. But you're trying to let them know, hey, when you go out there, everybody that comes along, tell them, I love you, and I want to help you. Look at their true motives. And when you begin to see those signs that we talked about tonight or we talked about on Wednesday's program, pay attention, because you don't want to become a victim of crime, a victim of a relationship with 6 foot under. Coming Sunday morning, in the morning, relationship discussing a leader who disrespected his wife, who also was a leader. See, everything's a relationship. It didn't make a difference what the title is. But when you find out who this leader was and is, and their title, it's going to be interesting. But can you apply it to your own life, to your own relationship? You sure can, if you want to. Only if you want to, for your life.
Make me laugh when I'm nowhere close to a perfect man, and it takes a supernatural love to even understand that beyond the walls, behind the mask and confident smile, was a broken man trying to grow up and make life worthwhile. And I know there were times that you probably shouldn't, but I thank you always loving me. And I know anyone else they probably wouldn't, but I thank you always loving me. Now I know there were days I'd look at myself, I felt like less of a person compared to everyone else. What about this flaw? Too big, too small, can I exchange? And trying to make up for what I fell short, I let sin slip away. But when I look in the mirror and don't like what I see, oh, I just thank you always loving me. And I know I get bad, but you wait patiently. I wanna thank you for always loving me. Oh, I just thank you always loving me. Father, I wanna thank you always loving me. See, you just keep loving me. Thank you for loving me. Every mistake